Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Good morning. I bring you greetings from your fellow sisters, brothers, and siblings in Christ, of body and soul, U Chicago Campus Ministry at Augustana Lutheran Church in Hyde Park, where we are committed to living out our faith through concrete action. Because who are we to tell someone that they should just pound the pavement until they find a job, when we know that the system is corrupted and instead we give of ourselves, not only through sacred worship, but the sharing of sacred food that should come without price and without any cost. We can spout scripture, twisting to judge people based on our understanding and definition of morality, but we rarely live it out. The elephant in the room for many Christians is the word responsibility. Responsibility, quotes Dr. Michael Battle, in his article about the incarceration of black spirituality and the disenfranchised, quote, means not just that we are responsible to others and that others have a right to demand certain types of behavior from us. We are also responsible for each other. Each of us must answer for someone else's welfare as well as our own. And that means that someone else must answer for us, whose concern is our welfare. We, as Christians in this American context, have done a poor job with hearing the word and allowing that word to feed us, allowing that word to nurture those seeds that the Creator planted within us, allowing the world to heal us when we stumble back, reeling from the poison that this world has forced into our very being. I had a conversation with my mother a couple of nights ago. As elder and matriarch of our family, she should be enjoying this lazy season in her life. but each morning she asks of the Creator to give her purpose and an opportunity to serve. She told me the story about Wednesday evening, how she spent helping a young woman of 29 years of age and her five children who were homeless. My mother lives in South Holland, Illinois. It is the place I first served after I was ordained. It is also the place I became even more disillusioned with those who identify but do not walk or follow the risen one, Jesus Christ. In this entire suburb with more churches per square capita, none of them were open. None of them were willing. None of them answered my mother's call for assistance. The local police disregarded this young mother, disregarded perhaps the word that I would hope was being preached and taught in those holier-than-thou churches that I knew. Many of these public servants were members. So then, putting away falsehood, let us all speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. But apparently these words here hold no weight for police officers who only saw Michael Brown's skin and decided that he was a threat that merely needed to be eliminated. These people watching the anguish of a city, pointing and judging a community, saying, are these not the same poor people, the children of Ferguson? Because we never bothered to build relationship with their mothers and fathers, and we know they won't amount to anything. Why are they protesting? Why are they resisting? Why are they reacting? Is this not Heather Hare, daughter of Susan, whom none of us knew until a white supremacist decided that her body was not sacred enough, that he could not see the reflection of the one who proclaimed, I am the living bread that came down from heaven? That good news, that is for all of us. Instead, Heather's life was not sacred enough as another fellow beloved of the one who cradled us, breathed us into this life, and surely recognizes all of us, as the Creator did of Heather and Michael and Martin and Dr. James Cone and Dr. Katie Cannon and Tamir and Trayvon, and called all of them back beyond the veil into eternal life. But we miss the word. We push away from the table the good food. We frown at the bread before us, instead filling our very being with other things that never satisfy any craving. And can we talk for a moment about the shade that Jesus throws here? Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. Like, Jesus gets real. This physical food that we can think cure all cannot. This human-made power that we think can fulfill our every wish cannot. These status symbols, this selfish way of living that we think that can make our lives greater again, cannot. Especially when we're not even living according to what Jesus Christ had been teaching the people, his disciples, those non-believers who didn't want to believe in Jesus because his way, God's word, the Spirit feeding us, makes them and us uncomfortable. Because then we are living our lives for others and not just for ourselves. When we refuse this life-giving food that Jesus feeds us and gives of himself, the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. Who needs to hear from you? Who needs to be fed with the food that you carry, which comes from the seeds planted within? How will we remember and repent and repair? Nothing more the echoes of the past. Nothing but the echoes of the past. Do we want to continue to hear those echoes from the past? Or do we want to walk in a new era? Do we want to usher in that new era of grace and mercy? Isn't that what the Creator was doing when the Creator sent Jesus among us? To guide and teach, to feed and forgive. No matter what we had done or how we had struggled or how the world counted our sins against us. Because no matter what they tried to do, how they tried to attempt to mutilate us both body and soul. We are loved regardless by the one who can only shatter death, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Thanks be to God.